This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you with hour number three, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment for your weapon. This is not just a lubricant. It's not a cleaning agent. This is something that you can use that's going to do a lot more for your weapon besides clean it and lubricate it, although it does both of those things really, 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 really well. Check them out at froglube.com. Now, Den, there. Gun prohibitions right now, they're having fits over a new white paper that suggests relaxing gun control regulations, including those regarding ownership of suppressors. We can't have that. The gun prohibition lobby is pulling out all the stops because they're going to try to bamboozle you into you believing that there's no need to reform what's already in place. And they're also going to have this stubborn, stupid defense of gun-free school zones, which are also, I refer to them as come-and-get-us zones. According to the Washington Post, there's a new white paper by a senior official with the ATF that's raised eyebrows and blood pressures among the anti-gunners, because normally the ATF is a good ally to have. Story quoted Chelsea Parsons, vice president of Guns and Crime Policy at the Center for American Progress, read that to mean leftist group, described by the newspaper as a liberal think tank. By the way, I have reconfiscated the word liberal, which means liberty, loving, and that kind of thing. And they're the left, so I'm trying not to refer to them as liberals. She writes, "This white paper offers a disturbing series of giveaways to the gun industry that would weaken regulatory oversight of the gun industry without adequate consideration of the impact on public safety." I don't know how they get that this is about the gun industry. This is not about the gun industry. This is about the stuff they sell. Not the gun industry. You know what? If I didn't think somebody would come out here, I would put, well, no, that's just the monitor. There may be a video made about me shooting a Windows XP tower very shortly. Everybody stay tuned. According to the New American, author Bob Adelman had this observation. A careful study of the paper, however, reveals a refreshing view of the new reality extant in Washington and reflected by the resurgence of interest in and support of the Second Amendment. The white paper was authored by ATF Associate Deputy Director Ronald Turk, and it includes recommendations for reviewing its sporting purpose philosophy, which is stupid. The Second Amendment was never about sporting. Thomas Jefferson was not out there trying to protect duck hunting or three-gun competitions. They are, he's recommending relaxing regulations for gun suppressors, that kind of thing. Because overseas, which is gun-free utopia they all want to, you can buy a suppressor / silencer, or whatever you want to call it, at the Ace Hardware store with no hoops to jump through. So, you know, for the longest time. And, of course, this has the gun prohibition lobby spitting nails right now. The ATF has long been the target of disdain in the firearms community and among some on Capitol Hill. As a matter of fact, most of the gun running that you see happening most of the time on any scale, done by the ATF. So they've long been the target of a lot of things. And that reached a boiling point at the height of Fast and Furious, which was an ATF operation, where they ran between 2,000 and 2,500 guns into the hands of the Sinaloa cartel because they were the kind and gentle ones. Without any intention, this was all designed to where if you sold multiple long guns on the border, in the border states, that had to be reported to the ATF, which even though they never proved what they were doing, they still did that. They could have done it anyway without having going through this nonsense. They never informed the Mexican judiciary that they were doing this. They just let guns go into the country. They'll keep giving to us. We'll keep finding them for decades. That was an operation described by one ATF agent during testimony before the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform as a perfect storm of idiocy. So the demonization campaign is being waged via email blast from anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety. On Tuesday, they criticized a newly sworn-in Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, who's still the secretary anyway, despite their, you know, their criticism. They criticized her for suggesting that guns might have a place in schools, using as an example a school in Wapiti, Wyoming, a tiny spot on the map west of Cody, where a fence has been built to keep bears out. Yeah. Story in The Guardian quoted anti-gun Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, who will take over for Feinstein when she finally, whatever she does, who tweeted that he was shaken to the core by DeVos's answer during a confirmation hearing regarding guns in schools. Has Murphy ever been to Wapiti to see the fence around the school to protect children from a grizzly bear? Has he ever seen the grizzly bear come up to the fence? Has he ever seen the grizzly bear when the grizzly bear comes under speed in two bounds and is headed to you, and it looks like a runaway train with jaws? Now, Liberty Park Press has seen that school and the fence, and it's not a joke to the people who live in the community. I hope everybody there is carrying 10 millimeters or 44 mags. So... But in the Everytown email, Shannon Squeaky Watts, founder of the Moms Demand Attention for Gun Sense, writes, DeVos said she is perfectly fine with Trump's proposal to force guns into our schools, and right now Congress is considering legislation that would do just that. Trump never has proposed that. He's never proposed forcing guns into schools. His proposal was to do away with the deceptive gun-free school zone. That has never prevented a school shooting, but instead created risk-free environments for crazy people or angry students. Washington State, the Alliance for Gun Responsibility, circulated their own email blast that asserted every year in Washington, 700 people lose their lives to gun violence. Now, that's deceptive at best, because AGR knows that about 80% of the firearms-related deaths in Washington are suicides, not the result of some violent criminal act, as their message would imply, which is, that's just about the right figure anywhere. So all of this suggests that the gun prohibition lobby is getting desperate. Now you've got Donald Trump in the White House. You've got Second Amendment-friendly Republicans controlling Congress. Anti-gunners have got to resort to deceptive rhetoric to push their agenda, which is hardly a new strategy. They've turned their attention to state legislatures and public ballot initiatives to accomplish their agenda goals. I would love to know what Bloomberg thought with Nevada. I would love to know what he thought about that when that happened. Because Nevada, I'm still giggling over Nevada. I am still giggling over Nevada. So, in Nevada, he succeeded. He got a ballot initiative up there. He got voted in because nobody knew what he was talking, what they were talking about. And then they found out, we can't really do it. The FBI won't do it for us. Oh no. What shall we do? Well, what happened was he got turned down. So, and that's actually a good thing. But when we get back, we're going to have a Democratic reality check. And if you're a Democrat, please pay attention to this, because I'm going to bring this to you with the love and kindness that you're not capable of manifesting. That when we get back, this is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Check them out at froglube.com. From one end of the country to another, Democrats and their activist allies have been trying to outdo one another in painting an apocalyptic future for America under Trump. I don't know why, because it's still going to happen. They refer to the president and his supporters as fascists so many times. I'm looking for the Nazi flag to be unfurled at the next White House press conference. They've raised the specter of a Trump dictatorship, railed against Trump's unconstitutional executive orders, predicted that under Trump, women will be forced back into the kitchen, barefoot and pregnant. Black Americans and other minorities will lose their civil rights. Gays will be forced back into the closet. Public schools will be destroyed. Dogs and cats will live together. It will be pandelirium. To counter this, they've been screaming for the party in Washington to block every move Trump makes. No matter how trivial or unimportant, the rioters and the demonstrators have issued dire warnings that Democrats who don't oppose Trump will be challenged in the primaries. That's going to happen anyway. So the Hill Democrats have dutifully done their best to throw a monkey wrench into confirmation of the Trump cabinet nominees, and so far they've lost each and every one of them. They've threatened to filibuster Trump's Supreme Court pick, Neil Gorsuch. They promised to save Obamacare, block GOP tax cut efforts, and generally act as if they were in the majority. I guess, well, you know what I could do? I could try to reach out to them and, get their attention. So I'm going to try that now. Earth to Democrats. Earth to Democrats. Did you see those election results from last November? Use that echo thing. So let's review, shall we? There was an opportunity to have a real buy-in at a point inside the cabinet with Democratic Senators Joe Manchin and Heidi Heitkamp when they were considered for Trump's cabinet, but both interviewed and then withdrew. After dragging out the cabinet confirmations to the slowest pace in modern history, they're now 0-6. Betsy DeVos and Jeff Sessions were each confirmed within the last 2 days as Education Secretary and Attorney General, respectively. Those two by themselves signal doom for them and what they've worked for. Next up is Tom Price for Health and Human Services and Treasury Secretary nominee Steve Mnuchin, both of whom will almost certainly be confirmed within days despite Democratic opposition. In the 4 hours after Trump named his outstanding first Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch, fully 9 Senate Democrats pledged that they would not support a filibuster, bringing the White House to within one vote of the 60 votes needed to guarantee confirmation. Now, I understand that many Democrats strongly oppose much of what Trump ran on and what he is delivering right now that he is in office. Some of the stuff he does makes me scratch my bald head. Some of the things he says makes me scratch my bald head. I don't agree with everything that he says. I love everything he's doing, though. But I got to ask this, Democrats. Do you really intend to vocally, aggressively, and indiscriminately oppose everything that this president says or does through the first term? Do you know how many Republican votes you got in the first go-round with a Supreme Court nominee? 19. 19 Republican votes to confirm. I think it was Kagan or Sotomayor. I can never remember which one it was. So I'm going to put it to you this way. What you're doing is not sustainable. You're becoming the boy who cried wolf. And you may come to regret complaining about everything because you may need actual useful outrage at some future point. And with all of this rattling you're doing about nothing, this is nothing. Setting the cabinet is part of the business. Now, some of you are going to hear this and you're going to say, but Republicans did that to President Obama. That's partially true. But opposing Obama's unpopular agenda in 2010 and 2014 delivered a sweeping electoral victory for the GOP in the midterms and ensured the House majority for what will likely be years to come. They were voted in there to obstruct. Opposing Mr. Obama was popular, as was fighting Obamacare, the $1 trillion stimulus bill, the cap-and-trade energy policy, and Dodd-Frank. Not only were his policies unpopular, but Republicans could argue that they objectively failed. That's true that Trump's approval rating is historically low in the first month of his presidency, but an approval rating in the 40 to 43 percentile is not unfixable. If his policies begin to produce positive results for Americans, Democrats aren't going to, they're going to crater. It's going to be a smoking hot mess. They're risking anything they've got coming up in the near term, and I'm talking a couple of decades by doing this. Part of the problem for Democrats is they're far from united. There's already nine out there that have come out in favor because these guys want to be senators the next time they come up for election. And that's some of this is happening in 2018. Now, you can hear the wailing and the gnashing of teeth in the Democratic hinterlands, but Hill Dems are facing a reality that their hysterical supporters fail to realize. They don't have the numbers to oppose Trump on any significant issue as long as Republicans vote in a near unanimous block. There were two GOP defections with DeVos, but Vice President Pence was able to break the tie, and DeVos got confirmed anyway. Now, they're having a little trouble getting their act together on Obamacare, but the party's slowly moving to form a consensus on what should be done about the law. Senior Republicans indicate they expect to have a package they can start voting on in the late spring. Took a long time to get where we are, and we're going to get out of this now. But it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a little work. Tax cuts are another issue they might look to derail, but the White House is developing its own set of proposals and a strategy to pass them, something the Democrats lack entirely. Trump can pass his stuff just going on Twitter. Taiwan. So the bottom line is that Democrats are losing, and they will continue to lose for the foreseeable future, which will enrage their base, putting more pressure on Hill Democrats to hold the line against Trump. This will lead to more defeats. And this vicious losing cycle will continue. Why am I having trouble being upset about that? I don't know. I guess I'm just a bad person. Anyway, when we get back, Neil Gorsuch, he put something out the other day that's pretty good.
There was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money. This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Honey, What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Trying to get something typed before the end of the break. They caught me off guard. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is... this is a very dynamic product. When you put it on your weapon, you're protecting your weapon against most environmental hazards that it would face, like dust. Dust is not a big issue for this. In cold weather, sometimes it will congeal and look really tacky and sort of disgusting. Pull the trigger one time, it liquefies and smooths out, and you are ready. You are ready to go. And that's why you should go to froglube.com. That's my opinion anyway. Neil Gorsuch, he's the current nominee for Supreme Court, and he's a very good one. When he's walking down the hallway with Trump, I'm sure Scalia is grinning. So, but he's a little upset right now. Because Trump is out there and he's attacking the judiciary right now, which is, you know, what he should be doing. He's within the law. The law states he can do this. And he's got all of these courts saying, well, no, you can't. Which, that's not the law. That's not the law. They're supposed to get out there, and as long as he's executing his jurisdiction, as long as he does that correctly, he should be good to go. But right now, Trump is out there attacking the overreaching judiciary. And a lot of people are probably thinking, are these attacks working? And Neil Gorsuch confirms that they are. He privately expressed dismay this past Wednesday over Trump's increasingly aggressive attacks on the judiciary, calling the president's criticism of independent judges demoralizing and disheartening. Now, this is coming from the guy chosen by Trump last week to serve on the nation's highest court. And that came as the president lashed out at the federal appellate judges who are considering a challenge to his executive order banning travel from 7 predominantly Muslim countries, which they have now slammed down. And he called their judicial proceedings disgraceful and described the courts as so political. Justice is supposed to be a blindfolded damsel holding us the scales, balancing that, not looking at who or what it is, but, you know, looking at what is the law. That's what justice is supposed to be. So if they're just demoralized and disheartened, that's great, because that means Trump's attacks are working. And, you know, this is unprecedented. They've never had this kind of thing happen before. Maybe they'll think twice in the future before trying to take over powers from the executive branch. What other emotions should Judge James Robart and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals be feeling? Well, they should be feeling embarrassed right now. His argument that the state of Washington can sue on behalf of foreigners because Washington State would be indirectly affected by their exclusion is embarrassingly nonsensical. That effectively gives 7 billion people the right to come to America. If I were a law clerk forced to write such a decision, I would strangle whichever judge was making me do it. They should be shamed, which is similar to embarrassment. Any person with even a passing knowledge of the Constitution knows that regulations regarding entry into the country are one of the most obvious powers of the executive branch. In the area of national security, and anyone writing such an opinion outside the pages of Cracked Magazine would feel shame. They should be fearful, because if another terrorist attack comes as a result of his open borders order, Judge Robart and the Ninth Circuit should legitimately fear that they will be blamed in the court of public opinion for the next attack, because they will be directly responsible for it. They should be surprised. They think they are the final authority on all matters in the country, and all of a sudden the presidency, a co-equal branch, tells them, no, you're not. They should be experiencing some nasal congestion, random incontinence, and a very itchy group rash. This would be being brought about because it's a stressful situation for them, I'm sure. Judge Robart is used to issuing criticism, not having criticism directed toward him. I wouldn't be surprised if the stress of the situation causes him to suffer extreme nasal congestion for days, maybe weeks if we're lucky. Nor would I be surprised if the entire Ninth Circuit got an itchy rash on the exact same parts of their bodies. It's good to know that Judge Gorsuch is finding this as demoralizing and dismaying. I'm sure Trump is pleased. I am. I would like to think that matters, that I'm pleased. Okay, let me get my mic in the right place so I can lean against my desk and keep it quiet. And not... Come on now. Am I going to have to twist my neck? There we go. This is the thing. What's happening right now in the United States is it shouldn't be unprecedented, because politics should be a performance-based industry. We should be able to sit back, and everybody should be judged the same way Reagan judged Carter, by saying, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? We should be able to look at what they've done over the past amount of... You know, every time I go to a sponsor and I tell them that I would like for them to consider being a sponsor again, I tell them what I've done. I tell them what I've added. I tell them what I'm trying to do, and I tell them where I'm going. And if I were just to get out there and I was to say, listen, I want you to continue to do business with me and pay me to sponsor me. And they were to say, okay, great, what have you done? And I told them, well, nothing really. I haven't done anything. I'm just, I show up every day and I do the show, and I haven't really gained any ground. I haven't gained any listeners. I haven't gained any new markets. I haven't done any of that. And why would they do that? Why would they continue to back me? So that's... That's what's at issue here, because nobody's used to having to perform. It reminds me of, in Ghostbusters, after they get kicked out of the university and everything, and Aykroyd and Bill Murray are having the discussion out there on the steps, and Aykroyd says, I've worked in the private sector before. They expect results. Well, the whole of the United States now expects results because we've spent the money. I mean, we doubled the debt in 8 years. $10 trillion added to the debt in 8 years. It took the entire history of the world to build up the first 10, and we got the second 10 in 8 years. Didn't ever have a budget. Didn't ever have anything that we're supposed to have. Because we were in the post-racial. We voted for the cool guy. Everybody that had guilt over something voted for him. Everybody that, you know, I mean, listen, I understood the first go around because McCain was about as, I don't know, he wasn't very inspiring. You know, you got, on the one hand, you're talking about, one of the problems within this last election is the same one they had with that one. With McCain, he talked about Obama, and Obama talked about hope and change. Here with this one, we talked, Hillary had no message. Trump's out there saying, make America great again. Big message difference. They see that. But anyway, now we expect results. So it's a new day. It is a new day. Going to give it back to Genesis Communications one more time. When we get back, we'll continue on with this. This is Lock and Load.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat. to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't going to set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 taller beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is the last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Truly, it does. Check them out at froglube.com. Now, do you remember when I was talking about how what the Democrats are doing is unsustainable? That's because whenever something is going on where it is not based in fact, and whenever something is going on which in fact is causing harm to the country, to the people of the country, that is unsustainable. Always going to be. And that is something that, for some reason, politicians seem to insulate themselves. I have a lot of experience with that because I live in South Carolina. So the globalists who are running the European Union, their ability now to force more Muslim immigrants on their people is starting to collapse because that is harming their countries. The politically correct fantasy that Muslim refugees are just one generation away from embracing the secular culture of their hosts has crashed. It has crashed and burned, refuted by the experience of rampant sexual assaults on women and even little boys, instead of the gratitude for the shelter and support offered them. Islam teaches that Muslims are owed tribute by the kufirs, the infidels, who have no moral right to exist on the same plane as a Muslim, who are sanctified by Allah as the natural rulers of all who fail to convert. It would be nice if the religious doctrines of Islam were different. Equipping believers to cope with a society much different than theirs would, without feeling a loss of religious identity. But no amount of wishing will make it so, no matter what Angela Merkel thinks. Chatham House is a think tank with the deepest possible roots in the British establishment, undertook a massive poll of European countries, won 10,000 respondents in 10 separate countries, and found that majorities everywhere favor a halt to Muslim immigration, as the British would say, full stop. Chatham decided to analyze a few demographic breakdowns. Support is fractured by where you live, of those living in a rural, less populated area. 58% are opposed to further Muslim immigration, whereas among those based in cities and metropolitan areas, just over half agree with the statement, and around a quarter are less supportive of a ban. Opposition is also more prominent among left-behind voters, with nearly two-thirds of those who feel they don't have control over their own lives supporting the statement. Similarly, 65% of those Europeans who are dissatisfied with their life oppose further migration from Muslim countries. There are also some evidence that public opposition crosses political boundaries, with three-quarters of those who self-classify themselves as on the right of the political spectrum, and more than a third of those on the left supporting a halt. So those at the lower levels of society who are most exposed to and most at risk of violence or economic displacement or both don't want to see any more of this. And that's for good reasons of self-interest. But the Trump phenomenon is like a big, it's like a 50-mile-wide asteroid that has hit the ocean and the ripples are going out. Because that's repeating itself down Europe, with ordinary people convinced that their elites do not have their best interests at heart. Meanwhile, the Democrats and the judicial left make a stand in favor of no particular special barriers to immigration from Syria and the other failed states that cannot vet immigrants. They are heedless of the facts that impress, and they, you know, they impress themselves in as ordinary citizens as in Canada. 39-year-old Syrian refugee has been charged after several sexual assaults took place at the West Edmonton Mall World Water Park this weekend. Officers say Solman Haj Solman, he's got his first name and last name is the same. Okay. Inappropriately touched girls while they were swimming. Police were called to the park at around 10:30 p.m. Saturday. According to the Global News, EPS spokesperson Scott Patterson said the girls were very courageous in coming forward and talking to the lifeguard. That's not always the case. Haj Solman is a Syrian refugee and a father of six. He's been charged with 6 counts of sexual assault and 6 counts of sexual interference. See, here's the thing. They are not going to assimilate. They are not going to take the oath of citizenship. And if they live in Pittsburgh, put on a Pittsburgh Steelers hat and get the pennant and go to all of the games for the Steelers and the Pirates, they're not going to celebrate the 4th of July. You know, they just published, I need to get that book. I need to get that book, and everybody needs to read this book, including me. The guy who interrogated Khalid Sheikh Mohammed said that Mohammed told him that the way they would take the West would be through immigration. They would do it through immigration, they would do it through political correctness, and they would do it through procreation once they got here. And then one day, after whatever time happened, they would rise up. And you're not going to see me and nobody I know submitting to Islam. That's just not going to happen. So that means that what we have going on right now, you know, Clinton, one of the things that they didn't really talk about that much with Clinton was when she was in Brazil, I think at some bank, and she was talking about turning the United States and just opening the borders altogether and having one gigantic hemispheric union. And that's interesting. What they, you know, that they're basically saying, come one, come all. This judge in Washington State is saying, all 7 billion of you, come on. And you know what happens? This is the thing that I hate about these yahoos that get in the way of actually protecting the country. Whenever one of these yahoos does this, you notice that they're never called to task for when they inadvertently, the unintended consequence of their very short-sighted, feel good, let me love on this, I love an organic chai, thank you, naughty bit hat wearing fourth point of contact selves, getting out there, when something happens because of their direct in, you know, their direct ruling, nobody's going to call them on the carpet. Nobody's going to, this Robart guy, he's not going to be put in jail. He's not going to be put in jail, but he should be. Here we have this guy, Syrian refugee, father of six, molesting little girls. This would be okay in Sharia land. you'd be okay all day long. Unfortunately, that wasn't in Sharia land. And this isn't Sharia land. And it's not going to be Sharia land. So, we've got to stop it here. We've got to stop it there. I don't know why they feel like they've got to spread out and, you know, populate the world. They've got the Middle East. Isn't that nice? Probably not, because we've got to conquer. We've been conquering since the 7th century. We've got to keep going. Got to keep going. So, despite what you're seeing in the press today, things are changing. And it's not going to be easy sailing. It's not going to be easy as it goes and all this other stuff, but it's worth doing. Because after you and I are gone, there'll be somebody falling behind us. And some of these people may be related to you. You may call them children, grandchildren, whatever. And I intend to leave something better than I've lived in, if I can. If for no other reason than I had fun doing it. And with that, we will rejoin here again in about 21 hours. I'll find the name of that book about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and put it out tomorrow. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.